are now recording. This is the Beyond Consensus program here on killradio.org. Ideally, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. This is a show you started, right, Nick?
Yeah, and I'm thinking of going back to the original name, Undebaters.
Undebaters? I think that's a better name.
Yeah.
I agree with you there. Let's get this clear. The website is still down, but the stream is connecting with no problems. So there are listeners. There are not very many listeners right now. I just posted on the Kill Facebook.
A quarter mile. Destination is ahead on the left.
Are you in your car, Nick?
Yeah.
Anyway, I just posted on Kill Radio that we were doing this. I didn't even broach the topic. I just said that you and I were doing this discussion.
Okay.
And I posted it on my Facebook page as well.
I'd be surprised if most people at Kill Radio know how to even get this.
Most of our listeners actually have an automatic connection that they go to. They either go through iTunes or they've got it set on a player. So they just go to their player and play it. It's the new people that need the website in order to come in that have the problem. And of course, that's a drag, but for the record, it's beyond our control. This is an Icecast issue. Since the stream is up, this is not something that we're doing.
Right.
No.
Okay. So let's get into it.
Let's get into it. We're going to discuss... The issue is bed bugs, partially.
Yeah.
Well, how do you want to put it? How do you want to approach it?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right, well, then I'm going to ask you first up, because I currently have an issue of bed bugs in my apartment. Tomorrow morning I'm having a fumigation done. I have spent this week preparing my apartment for it, which you know what a nightmare that is, right?
Yeah.
And as my understanding, was that the apartment that we had Kill Radio meetings in, that one?
No, it was, it's in the same complex.
It was in the same building? Okay. So you had an apartment for 12 years and you had to leave because of bed bugs?
Well, okay, I mean, I had two apartments in the same complex, but the one I had second, I left because of that, yeah.
Are you in the same complex now?
No, I left.
You completely left the building?
Yeah.
Did the bed bugs spread throughout the entire building?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was one, you know, people in my experience are always in denial about this. There was one apartment where they seemed to think that they didn't have them, and then they saw one, and then after not seeing any more again for a while, went back to thinking they didn't have them.
Did you have an issue where you did a treatment and then they came back?
Yeah, twice. I think twice we had treatment. They came and sprayed and then back.
And they came back. And they came back for you.
Yeah.
And so you realized you just couldn't get rid of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think heat treatment might work.
There is a heat treatment and that's talking on the larger issue, but the heat treatment, the best two treatments are either great heat or great cold, either one. Heat, I don't know if heat is necessarily the better thing, because that, of course, can destroy papers, it can destroy things that you own.
Well, I don't know how much, cold costs.
What I do know about the cold, and I don't know how much it costs either, that's absolutely right, but I do know that, like, if a restaurant has an infestation, they can use cold to take care of the infestation and not have to shut down the restaurant. They can actually continue to serve food as long as they're using cold.
Well, I don't see how that would work because, I mean, then you wouldn't be treating the areas where the people are eating or else it would be freezing.
Well, the concern would be in the areas where the food is prepared. That's where this is what we're going to be discussing. So here's my understanding. You see, it's not about housekeeping that brings on bed bugs.
Well, it can be.
It's not, because they are
no. well,
creatures that can actually, I mean, you can pick up a bed bug on a bus or on a subway train or in a taxi, you know. But we need to understand a couple things about these bugs. One is that they don't carry diseases, okay, or at least they're not known to. And two is that they're not like fleas. They don't jump. They don't fly. They walk. They're like ants. But they basically all they do is feed, and they live in darkness. Because they're nocturnal creatures, they're it's essentially translucent bugs, and they can go long periods of time without feeding, you know, which is why they can hide and come back. But it's while one may travel and they can lay eggs and all that, they don't kill you if you bite them. The worst thing that can happen is if you scratch yourself and get an infection from scratching. But it's just that they're not like, you know, they're not like fleas that carry bubonic plague or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
They're just supremely irritating. I found that I got them because I had over 100 bites on my left arm.
Wow.
And I saw one. I saw one of these things.
That's terrible.
That was 3 weeks ago, was when I had 100 bites. My arm is already healed, okay?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I take care of myself, and my arm is already healed and all that. And in the work that I've been doing to prepare for tomorrow, I've been bitten a couple times in the past week, but... You know, the things that I've done have taken great care of it, and I'm hoping that the fumigation tomorrow will end the problem. But there's no guarantees. That's
right.
That's the problem.
No, there's no guarantees, and I'm skeptical too. I mean, not only I just would not expect it to really work.
Yeah.
I mean, you live in an apartment, right?
I live in an apartment building. Nobody else in the apartment building has a complaint about bed bugs. There was one other apartment in mine, and they did one treatment, and they have to come back after 2 weeks and check again. These are serious things. But so far, it looks like it was just two apartments. God knows how they got into my apartment. I don't know. You know. But I had the bites, and I saw one, so that counts.
Well, I mean, how do you know they didn't come from the studio?
Well, for our audience, the reason we're having this discussion is because John Glazer, who's another DJ here, and I have tried to find bed bugs here in the apartment. I've been asking publicly, has anyone seen them?
Yeah.
And has anyone been bitten? We have one person 3 weeks ago reported that he may have been bitten by one on a Monday evening here. But that's it. Nobody's seen them. There are no other reports of bites. Now, you can't prove a negative, but as the officials say, you don't know that you have them until you see them. You know, so until... we actually have a report of actually seeing them. I don't think we have them here.
Well, why would you not? I mean, why would you tend to think that?
Because nobody's seen them, and because there's only one report of a bite. Like I say, I got 100 bites on one arm over like a 2-night period. They treated me like a feast. I mean, how long have they been in the apartment? I don't think they've been in the apartment very long to suddenly find me. And the major thing that took care of it in my case was that I threw away my mattress and bedspreads. Because they don't like to come out in the light. They really don't like the light. They are nocturnal creatures. And they hide under things. They're called bed bugs because people find them under bedboards and under mattresses, like in hotel rooms, and things. But they're not really just for beds. They can hide under carpets. They can hide under chests of drawers. They can hide in other places. But generally, the reason that they stay near beds is because all they do is suck blood out of creatures that are sleeping near them. You know?
Right.
They don't go very far. They don't travel long distances. So when our friend Joni, the yogaist, or Bob Mutasio, who does the Sunday night at the show, Joni hasn't had any problem with them. Bob hasn't seen them. He says the first thing he does whenever he comes in the studio is take off his shoes, and he's here in the at night, and sometimes he's here 3-4 hours doing his show, and he's never been bit, and he hasn't seen them. That indicates to me that we probably don't have them, but you can't prove a negative, so, you know.
Well, okay, but my, I mean, you're hearing that is like, it's just bringing back all the times I heard that from my neighbors. They, you know, they lived in the middle of, you know, a situation, an active infestation, and they would say over and over again, I haven't seen any for weeks, and then they would get bit a few times, and then they would see one. So to say that somebody hasn't been bitten at the studio that they know of is... It just reminds me of that. And also, a lot of people don't have reactions to the bite. You know, I mean, some people get bitten and don't know it.
That's true. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. Well, the only answer that I have, I mean, this is the impasse that we're at, is that to prove that they're here, we need to see them, you know.
That what?
When we look in the areas which is where they would likely be, which is underneath the upholstery of the chairs that we have here and things like that, and you turn the chairs upside down and you actually look with a flashlight at these areas and you don't find anything, I mean, you know, that's the kind of thing you do professionally to find them. Now,
yeah, but the professionals don't find them either. They don't find them and then they show up again,
yeah,
at your house.
My question is, what is the answer? I mean, if
there is no answer, run away.
Yeah. And of course that doesn't really work. I mean, this is a
works for me.
So you don't want to do Kill Radio anymore. You don't want to.
I'm doing Kill Radio right now.
You know, that's right. You're doing it over the phone. I don't. I mean, fine. I'm certainly not.
No.
I understand.
Here's what I want to do. I want to look. Even if we don't have it now, we got three, you know, members who have active infestations with their homes, and so that's enough of a, you know, that's enough of a red flag for me.
When I load my stuff in the morning, I actually empty my bag, and I look it over before I put anything in it. So I'm trying as hard as I can to make sure that I'm not bringing anything with me. Certainly not finding any on my clothes and things. That's not where they hide. And they're not out in the sunlight. I think that we're doing as good a job as we can, but it sounds to me like there's no way that you will ever be satisfied.
Well, not. Well, I mean, okay. No, that's right. And I'm starting to wonder about, there's certain neighborhoods that are hit worse than others.
Yeah.
And the neighborhood that Kilrado's in is, I believe, I know MacArthur Park was, I think Kilrado's neighborhood is also probably hard hit. And it's a high risk situation.
Well, we have a landlord who can be kind of loud, but he tends to be a good guy. And I would say that it's worth it to say we're afraid there might be an infestation. Has anyone else reported anything? I mean, immediately the reaction will be if they say no, you still won't believe them. But that's really the best we can do. And
yeah, my I think one of my points is that even if we didn't or don't have it now, we could get it tomorrow, next week, next month. We got three people with active situations. So I don't want to, I think that's a high risk.
Well,
and I think
mean,
we
it,
should...
It happens in some of the fanciest, most expensive apartment buildings in New York City. You know,
I don't see why that would be reassuring.
Well, it's not. What I'm trying to say is that it's, all right, so if it happens, then you deal with it.
No, well, this is how I deal with it. Because it happened to me, and I couldn't deal with it, so I had to move. So why would I, you know, why would I expose myself again to something that I think is risky?
My only answer to that is because this is the best location that we have for Kill Radio.
Well, okay, I think we should do remote broadcasting and people should do their shows from wherever they want.
I'm in favor of that. I have no problem with that.
I think
I mean,
we may have reached
in you doing it here.
Well, and I don't, I mean, that's, I am great. Then you can help me by putting stuff on the archives for me.
I can certainly help with that. Sure. I do all kinds of things for Kill as it is.
I believe we may have reached a consensus thing.
Okay. But you cover, you do the bike talk thing on Saturday morning, so you don't want to come in for bike talk. But I'm here the night before if you have something prepared that you want to run. But if you need someone to actually be here to turn to make sure that you're up so that you can go from somewhere else, then we need somebody who is closer to the studio, like John Glazer or somebody, to do that.
Yeah, either one. That would be really great. I would really appreciate it.
That can be arranged, you know. I think we look out for each other pretty well here at Kill.
Yeah, and, you know, so I'm feeling it.
Okay, but I do think that, and if we have any actual sign that they are here, and I think it would be fair to, you know, all right, so this is what you want to do, but in another month, if nothing has changed, if there's still been no sightings, if there's still been no investigation, then I think you should revisit the idea at that time, because there might not be an infestation at all here.
Well, sure. I'm you know, but to be honest, it suits me to do things remotely, even just for practical purposes. I think it would really be, you know, I've been doing shows for 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't mind moving out of, you know, having to go to the studio physically and instead doing it from home or wherever.
Well, right now, the best way to do that is to record your show somewhere else and then play that, and that's very arrangeable. I don't know about actually remote broadcasting all the time. I mean,
right.
Occasionally, I think we can arrange that. I don't know if we can do that all the time, unless you invest in certain equipment yourself for that purpose. But that's very feasible. There's no problem to do that.
I mean, we would need the streamer. You know, that is a piece of technology that we've done before. We have had, but for some reason, it stops being an option for us.
The reason it's not an option right now is because the mobile streamer that we had is now the regular streamer for Kill Radio. That's the one that we're using right now.
Well, I used a laptop of my own.
And you were able to stream with that, right?
Yeah, we were able to stream.
Yeah. Hey, you should be able to do it from an iPad even, you know, if it's set up right.
That's what I'm saying. It's actually a software thing.
I agree. And I will be glad to help in any way that I can. You know?
Well, great. So that, well, how can we, I mean, we need a text person.
Okay. Well, I will, I don't know, write to the list about what you think you need, and we can start to put that together, and we'll go from here with this.
All right, great.
But I ask you to, you know, give a month or two to reconsider, because if by the end of November we haven't had any further reports, I think you should admit that it's not likely that they're here.
Oh, I'm very experienced with people not reporting bed bugs when they're actually active. So I don't see really that's been my experience. I don't see anything, I don't see that really.
If they never show up, they're not here. I mean,
you mean if they're never reported, and I don't know.
I mean, if they never show up, they're not here.
I guess we haven't reached consensus. We haven't reached consensus. I thought we had.
No,
so,
we reached consensus that you can, that if you want to do shows remote, that's certainly feasible. But I think you need to realize that there's a chance there might not be bed bugs. You know, if you won't admit that, then I guess we haven't reached consensus, because I think it's a possibility that there aren't any bed bugs. That's
oh, no, well, look, here. But like I said, and I'll say it again, if several of our members have active infestations, you know, then it's a high-risk situation, even if we were able to determine somehow that there were none there now.
The difference is that if we actually saw bugs, then we would get the landlord involved, and we would probably do the entire building. What that would require is we would have to take all of the CDs and all of the records out of this room.
Right, right.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah. Actually, I did want to mention that. If you want to get serious, then that's what you have to do. You have to take every single thing out of there.
Yep.
And then you have to seal all the cracks, you know, the things, the ways that they could get in, like with silicone or whatever.
Yep.
And,
it's a very complicated, time-consuming process.
Right.
I have basically been told that I need to throw away everything that I have. But everything that
right.
I have is my life. I'm talking about books, magazines, music, films, things like that.
Right.
That the only way to be sure is to throw everything away. Well, that sounds like a big waste to me, but I understand the issue. I'm doing the best I can. I'm not sure if it's going to be 100% useful or not. All I know is that I'm not getting bit these days. So I'm not being bitten by bed bugs anymore. And I haven't had the fumigation done yet, because I've been so thorough at removing things and vacuuming and straightening up and being as clean as I can, even though I have lived with clutter all of my life, because I don't have enough bookshelves for my books, etc. I just don't have enough.
Look, if you're going to get rid of them, I think, can you not heat them? Can you not use heat treatment in your apartment and then throw your...
A heat treatment will destroy tapes. It will destroy... it could potentially destroy books and things, magazines. It can. Cold would be better. But it's still a problem there, too. And I don't know how much that costs. I'm going through with what I have scheduled for tomorrow, and we'll see what happens. Then they'll come back in two more weeks, and we will check again, you know?
Yeah. I don't think you can get rid of them if you live in an apartment building.
You may be 100% correct. I'm not calling you a liar or anything. I know that you have to make do with best you can, you know, and I can, I'm doing the best I can, you know, we'll see. I do not believe that they are riding with me anywhere around, but I can't guarantee that. But I do know that if I go a month or so without seeing them, I'm going to consider that a success, you know.
Yeah, and I guess everything depends on your tolerance for, you know, your what is it? There's like, you know, your, there's terms for this. Your tolerance for the possibility of...
Well, a friend of mine was over last night. We were watching the Obama debate, and he asked me about my arm because I'd shown him my arm when it was covered with bites, and he had worried about me. He thought, oh, my God, he's going to get septic from that. It's so bad. And I showed him my arm, and he said, wow, it's healed. And I go, yeah. And it's just, that was 3 weeks ago, and now all the scabs and everything have gone away, and my arm's healing. So I'm at least not allergic to them.
No, okay, it depends on what you can do in your life.
Yeah.
If you feel like you can, you know, eliminate them 100% like I thought I could, then, you know, you can go ahead and go for that, which I am. If you can't really do that, as I believe, you know, it's not an option for everybody, then, no, really, because, I mean, it just isn't. Then, you know, you maintain. You do this, everything you can.
You do everything you can. Well, the report that I have, and I don't know if this is true or not, we first heard about bed bugs out of New York City back in the early part of the last decade. Everybody's heard, you know, don't let the bed bugs bite back to when we were kids. But suddenly, around 2001, 2002, we started hearing that people were finding bed bugs in the hotels in New York City. The infestation that is apparently happening in Los Angeles now, it's supposed to have something to do with the people who were moved here in the middle part of the last decade, i.e. because of Katrina and other natural disasters. So Los Angeles brought a lot of people in, and evidently a lot of bed bugs and things came in with the luggage that people brought with them.
Uh-huh.
And they thrive where they can. So that seems to be where it's happening. And I guess this is, for anyone who's listening, this is something to take very seriously because it's, you know, it might happen to you too. You know?
It's a plague.
It's a plague, yeah. Yeah. But at the same time, it would be much worse if these were like fleas that ate off of rabid rats. You know, we're, it's not spreading disease. That's
right.
If you look these up, that's the first thing you're going to see. They don't spread disease. The worst thing that can happen is if you scratch them a lot and you get infected that way. You know?
So it's not. There's no chance of, you know, of yeah. You're not really. The only thing is that you have to live with these creatures.
Unfortunately,
that are,
yeah.
And yeah.
Well, you know, I can remember being in apartments where I'd freak out if I saw a cockroach, but in the last 15 years here in Los Angeles, I've seen a lot of cockroaches, and I don't freak out anymore, you know. But
yeah.
I still have them. I still get my apartment fumigated once a year for those things, and for a while I have no cockroaches, but they always come back.
Right. It is like cockroaches, you're right, but somehow...
Oh, getting bit, having little blood stains on the bed sheets, and having your arm turned into raw meat. Yeah, that's gross. It's awful.
Yeah, that gross is the word I'm thinking of.
Them. You know?
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I understand where you're coming from. I really do, and I empathize. But since, and all I'm saying, since I say it again, I can't prove a negative. But until I actually see one here, I'm not going to believe that they have to be here just because they might be, because they could be anywhere, you know?
Yeah, you have to say we don't know, but I would...
Absolutely.
But I am... I know there's a word for it, like my margin of certainty or something doesn't allow for this kind of... you know, this kind of level of risk.
Uh-huh. Well, Let's see what happens next.
Okay.
All right, this has been Beyond Consensus, or the Undebaters, here on killradio.org with Nick Richard and Bennett Tyson. And thanks a lot for calling
thanks,
in, Nick.
Bennett. And, yeah, thank you.
I will I'll go ahead and post this on the Kill page. Well, no, I can't because the website's down. I'll post it on Radio for All.
Okay.
Okay?
See you later.
All right, have a good one. Take care.
All right, thanks. Bye. Bye.
So there goes Nick, and thanks for listening to Beyond Consensus, the Undebaters, here on killradio.org.